This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Good morning. On a Wednesday, it is 1 minute after 11 o'clock, and it's Halftime on ESPN Arkansas and HitThatLine.com. Great day to be along with you for the next 3 hours, and I'm Phil Elson, my partner Matt Jones. We've got Christian Johnston. We'll figure out his C nickname later on as he is in the producer's chair. And it is great to see you today, Matt. Looking pretty again today. Congratulations for the sports fans who want professional sports games and the series to continue. You got at least another game for the NHL Finals, headed back to Alberta after a win for the Oilers yesterday. Got College World Series pushed into today because of rain in Florida. If you haven't heard, right now is up 7-1 on Kentucky in the second inning. The Gators batted around in the first inning, scored 7 runs, and are in the driver's seat in the elimination game this morning in the first of a triple header in Omaha. And of course, late last night, Willie Mays passes away at age 93, which is top of the list for sports conversation all across the country today. Matt, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Phil, you know, you look pretty yourself today, man.
I haven't even showered yet. I haven't managed to pull off anything to look pretty.
I smelled you, but yeah, that's man, it's a good day. Euros are going. You know, things happen in three was with Jerry West, Bill Walton, and now the Say Hey Kid. Heard about that yesterday. I figured that'd be top of mind with everybody, but man, those are three just unbelievable athletes. And the first thing I thought of, Phil, was this was a time period with the United States that we were at war. I mean, there was other things going on that baseball was definitely the pastime back then. But imagine Patrick Mahomes. Imagine Joe Burrow after his second year saying, man, he's going to go fight a war and come back in 4 years. I mean,
that's right.
It's just we can't even wrap the kids today. You can't even wrap your mind around the time back then and what they did and all the just to be able to get back on the field and just how great these athletes were, especially Willie Mays.
Well, Mays and man, a whole host of
Ted Williams
of professional athletes, football players, basketball players, everybody was eligible for the draft, you know, back then in the early 50s with the Korean War going on. And you're right. Yeah, Willie Mays, he only played 34 games in his second season with the Giants before he went off to the military. And I mean, just think about that. He was the rookie of the year at the age of 20 in 1951 for the New York Giants, and then doesn't even get a chance to play a full season for 2 years, comes right back and picked up where he left off, which was the same story with a few other stars of the time, like a Ted Williams. You know, Williams, of course, also left during World War II and during the Korean War. And you wonder about some of the numbers that you look at for these athletes. Mays hit, what, 660 home runs? If you give him back that season and a half, and then he certainly would have been over 700. He may have ended up passing Babe Ruth before Henry Aaron did. And then considering also that he played most of his career at Candlestick Park, which the wind and the cold at night, Mays probably would have hit at least 760 home runs, maybe more than that. You could have added another 100 home runs onto his career. Probably the greatest player in the history of the game. I think when you look at all the things that you got to do as a center fielder, steal bases, make great plays, you know, be the anchor of an outfield, find ways to get on base, hit for power, and you know, it's like there's a difference. And I think we brought this up when we talked about both Jerry West and about Bill Walton. There is a difference between being one of the greats of all time and inducted into a Hall of Fame and known as a legend, and being an icon.
Mm-hmm.
An icon stands apart. An icon transcends sports in a way that becomes part of the culture of the country that you're living in. I think these three men definitely qualify as icons. And there's no doubt, Willie Mays, one of the true icons of American sports, not just of baseball, but of American sports history.
Well, I think, you know, what you're talking about, icons, it can transcend race as well. You know, it helps take away the color. It helps you not see black and white. You see a teammate. You see a brother. You see somebody you're going out there to battle with. And so, especially at that time, I think you're right. I think that he was an icon.
Well, and I mean, all of the people talking about that he was the greatest that they ever saw, those who grew up around him, that idolized him as kids. I mean, you can say what you want about Barry Bonds, but I mean, think about the idea of Bonds being his godson and essentially being raised in his shadow by his father, and then growing up and getting the opportunity to play for the same team. This was why I, as a fan in Pittsburgh growing up, when Bonds was up for free agency, I knew what was going to happen. Everybody knew what was going to happen. He was going to go play for the team that he grew up rooting for as a kid, and he was going to go try to carry on the legacy of Willie Mays. Now, things got a little crosswise in that sense, but that's why he wore number 25, because number 24 had already been taken, and had been retired. And that's just one of the many players who have, you know, kind of given their epitaph well before a celebration of life occurs. And it is, man, you wonder about these things sometimes. I just seen a couple days ago I don't know if you'd say he announced or anything, but they just said that Willie wouldn't be able to attend the Rickwood Classic, which is tonight, the first game, the first major league game being played at the same ballpark where Willie played for the Birmingham Black Barons back in the late 40s, 1950, I believe. Giants and Cardinals are playing there today. They had a minor league game there yesterday between Montgomery and Birmingham. And I don't know, it's like... At age 93, if you're going to pass, that would be, I guess, the right time, because everybody that'd be walking into that stadium, even if Willie is still alive, they'd be thinking about him, knowing full well that that ballpark, still a living ballpark, which has been turned into something a little bit different than the last time I was there, because Major League Baseball took it over and put in a beautiful new field. That already would have been the overarching thought for people before the game is played, and now it's the only thing you can think of.
Take if I gave you this outfield, would you have too much questions if I gave you Barry? And you got the connection here of Pittsburgh and San Francisco. If I gave you Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, Roberto Clemente, and I said, "There's your outfield: left field, center field, right field."
You'd win some games.
That's what I'm talking about. That's your Pittsburgh, San Francisco. Those three, absolutely.
Well, I mean, and just throughout his career, I know. And look, I'm 47 years old. I never got a chance to play to watch Willie Mays play. I've seen all the highlights that probably our listeners have. I've read many of the books that I think a lot of our listeners have, seen the interviews and everything. Heard my dad talk about it, though. And that's where you get really wide-eyed hearing about it. I don't know if I brought my father up in his introduction to baseball, but he grew up as the son of a New York Giants fan. My family then were New Yorkers and raised and born in the Bronx and then in Queens. But my father's father, who I'm named for, he was Harold Phillip. I'm Philip Harold, would take him to the polo grounds. They would take the train. They would go to the polo grounds because that was Harold's favorite team. And he told him, watch that kid in center field, because he's going to be the greatest of all time. Now, being that I think my dad might not have been very appreciative of some of the other things that happened when he was a kid from his dad, he chose the Yankees and Mickey Mantle as his favorites. But that would have been a thing that everybody across the country was doing. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Duke Snyder, of course. And then the two that you bring up, just think about the conversations people would have had in the 60s about Aaron, Mays, or Clemente. Which one are you going to start a team with? Just a lot of fun to think about those things.
Yeah, it makes me think when you talk about your pops talking about Willie Mays, it kind of makes me think back to that story that I brought up with when I was with Dean Weber, and he sees Jerry West. You know, his eyes light up in the stories he wants to tell.
And they become a little kid again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, 93 is the right time to go. I know Willie, I think he'd gone blind a couple of years ago. You know, I've seen stories of people that, you know, shared a flight with him. He couldn't see them when they went up to shake his hand. The person he's with had to say, here are some people that would like to shake your hand and say hello to you. And it just seems he took all of that in stride. As one of the, I would say, probably most idolized people in American history. I'm going to put that up there just outside of sports. Again, when you transcend sports and become an icon, you're on a short list. And the guys that we brought up earlier today are definitely on that short list. Big difference between being a legend, Hall of Famer, and somebody that everybody knows who you're talking about just by saying the first name. When you said Willie, they knew who you meant. Halftime on a Wednesday does center around Willie Mays. Also centers around the College World Series with a triple header today. And lots of, just one guest and then one of our co-hosts who comes on every Wednesday. We'll have Clay Henry for a couple of hours starting at 12 noon. Clay wrote some great columns that we want to touch on about Barry Switzer and Ernest Ruppel, a couple of former Razorbacks that, of course, went on to great coaching careers at various levels. And 70 days until Arkansas football begins. We'll be talking in just a moment with Grant Hall on Halftime, so stick around.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USA Fireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USA Fireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
All guests join us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Grant Hall's with us on a Wednesday as usual. Always appreciate that. I feel well. Listen to this song, and that's one of the songs of my youth. My dad had that on vinyl. That's Terry Cashman singing. I just listened to it, and it sounds sepia-toned and kind of a perfect, I think, song for the topic at hand today for the most part. Grant, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And those three guys, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, you know, all played at the same time, and each team thought they had the best center fielder. And I got to see two of those guys play. I saw Duke Snider play and hit a home run off the old clock in the older stadium in St. Louis. And then somehow, this wouldn't happen today, but there were rainouts, and the Cardinals and Giants played four games in 2 days. Are we getting an alert? Are y'all hearing this alert?
Yeah, we're getting an alert. I know that there's been a man wanted for homicides that has last been seen in Morrilton. This is the second time I've gotten this emergency alert today. So that's what everybody just heard through the microphones. I'm sure the listeners got it too.
But, you know, anyway, they played consecutive doubleheaders. So we got to see four games in 2 days, and I got to see Willie Mays play four games. I don't remember a whole lot about, you know, I was young then, but. And then later on, Mike Irwin and I were talking about this yesterday. Willie Mays attended an Arkansas football game at War Memorial Stadium. He was representing Valley, and I don't remember what year, I don't remember what game it was, but
I saw Mike write about this. Yeah, Grant, he said it was a Navy. It was Arkansas versus Navy.
That's right. And I think it was at halftime, but the SID arranged for him to, you know, to kind of meet the media a little bit. It was informal, you know, kind of scrum, but probably 15 or 20 of us, you know, got to converse with, in fact, Mike was telling me he saw him when he came off the elevator and talked to him for quite a little bit that night. But that was interesting. Mays was confused why the game was in Little Rock. He didn't understand why we weren't playing on the campus, you know?
Yeah.
So that was explained to him. And, I mean, the guy, you know, when you think about that he missed almost two full years in the military, the next 2 years he hit a total of 90-something home runs in those 2 years. And if he'd have done that the 2 years he missed, he would have been up there with Aaron and Bonds territory at 5'10", 170 pounds.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you'd mentioned Willie was working for Bally, the Bally Corporation, when he came into Little Rock. I watched an interview and I've got a soundbite to play later on the show. It's from the Warner Wolf show from 1975, and it's the three of them sitting there on a couch. Mickey on the far end, Duke in the middle, and Willie Mays on the other side. And I remember, I don't know the year that it happened, but I mean, keep in mind, like, I don't think Willie Mays might have made more than $125,000 a year as a ball player in his career. This is before the union and before free agency, and they didn't really have any leverage. So when he completed his career, I mean, he had to get a job. He needed to work, and he was a special assistant, might have been a coach, but he was a greeter at a casino, and I guess it was Bally in Las Vegas. Mantle was too, and the both of them ended up getting, I think they were banned from baseball for a year because of their association with gambling. Now we've got a team that wants to move to Vegas, and it's just amazing to think about that.
Yeah, different times. You know, they were going to do this thing, well, they're still doing it, Thursday at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, where Willie Mays played for the Black Barons team. And now I'm sure it'll be a massive tribute to him. But he, you know, he had hoped to be there. And so I think the day before he died, they announced that he wasn't going to be able to be there. But that'll be something worth seeing when the Cardinals and the Giants play there tomorrow. And I read, Phil, that they had added 10 hits to his total up to 3.293.
That's right.
Based on his time. And that sounds to me like the, he must have had more than 10 hits for that team, and maybe there weren't good records. But anyway, there you go.
Well, it's a sad, everybody is sad here because he passed away. But it really also, it also feels much more like a celebration of someone's career, of somebody's life. You know, I felt the same way, with Jerry West, with Bill Walton. Walton might have been taken a little earlier, you know, than I think a lot of people would have liked, maybe with West too. But, at a point like that, what I hear, and I even hear it from you, Grant, and I hear it when my dad talks about it. It was the same as what Matt had said when he was traveling with Dean Weber to Birmingham, and they run into Jerry West. Those are men that turn grown men into little boys again. Just hearing you talk about it, I can hear that too.
Yeah, I think West was 86, and I think Walton was 71, and of course Willie 93. Of all the stories I was listening last night on MLB, and they had Bob Costas on there, and he said that in 1964 when Johnny Keene managed the Cardinals, and that was the year they won the World Series, beat the Yankees, but he had a policy that any time Willie Mays was trying to score, you never tried to throw him out, because what he would do is he would pace it where he would make the other team think they had a chance and throw him, and then the other base runners would advance time after time. You know, that's how smart he was as a base runner. He never looked at the base coach. You know, he could run full speed looking backwards, had that cap that was one size too small and always fell off. And, of course, the great catch in 54, robbing Vic Wirth. I think there were two runners on base. And everybody who knows baseball has seen that a billion times. You know, it's still just, it's mind-blowing. And the thing about it was he said, I knew I was going to catch it. But then I knew I had to keep the runner, I think it was Larry Doby, from scoring from second base. You know, it was like 460 out there at center in the Polo Grounds, I think. And that was kind of his wow moment, I guess.
There probably were other, you know, players that you would say were, and I think there is a sixth tool in baseball. And when you describe, Mays's, reason for essentially baiting the fielders to try to throw him out when he knew that they couldn't, so his guys could get an extra base. That's the sixth tool. That's the knowledge of how to play the game, in order to get an extra base. But he was, to me, I know that there were a lot of other players before him that could do all five things and maybe the sixth tool too, but he's the prototypical, when you say five tool player, I think people have Willie Mays in mind more than anyone else.
Yeah, and he would play an hour or two of stick ball in the morning on days of games, and then they said walk a couple of miles to the field and then play baseball. So, yeah, just a legendary guy, and but a good long life, 93 years.
Yeah, Ryan in Prairie Grove does make a valid point. Now, when you think about how deep it was to straightaway center at the Polo Grounds, 450 feet, and where Mays caught that ball was on the warning track, maybe the most impressive part was the spin and the throw, because still had a guy. He had a guy at second base. He kept him at second base. I mean, that goes along with it.
You know, Harry Carey, when he did Cardinals baseball for 28 years before moving to other places. But I remember when he would always talk about how Mays would beat you in a game situation. And he claimed one time that the best they could tell, he threw from deep center field all the way to home plate on the fly, you know, no relay guy, when he threw a guy out at the plate. And that's a long way to throw a baseball.
Yeah, really, really is. Are we going to move on to some other things here while we got you? Reaction to Bryson DeChambeau's win at the U.S. Open. And, of course, that has to go along with, and these two are going to be tied together till the end of time now, Rory McIlroy's kind of crumbling on the back nine, and your reaction to those things.
Yeah, and I was really rooting hard for Rory. I really like him. You know, I'm not wild about LIV Golf. You can't deny that it was a great performance by DeChambeau, hitting that clutch shot on the last hole. And by the way, Johnson Wagner, who was replicating shots all week, went out there in the dark and hit it to a foot that night after, you know, DeChambeau said he might hit that shot 4 or 5 times out of 100, and Johnson Wagner went out there and did it on the second take. So that was kind of with Bryson watching, you know, he stayed there half the night. I mean, he had let everybody touch the trophy. He's really learned, and it's been an intentional thing to how to interact with fans, and he's become very popular that way. And of course, everybody likes the guy that hits the long ball. But Rory had the thing until he missed those two putts. He missed a 2.5 footer on 16, or was it 60? Yeah, and then a 3.5 footer on 18. The putt on 18, I think, just broke more than he thought. I think he hit it right where he wanted to. But go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think anything would have been different, Grant, if those two would have been in the same group together for that final round?
You know, that's a great question, Matt, I wanted that to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would have been fantastic. I think maybe it hurt Rory a little bit hearing the cheers. You know, a couple of times he had to back mm-hmm. off shots, and so then he kind of knew, you know, I better do this here now. And it might have been better for him if he could have been in that group with him, yeah.
And, you know, it was a really good battle. I don't know how much if Rory collapsed or choked or anything. I mean, he was 396 out of 396. He missed that putt. But, man, he was hitting the ball great. And it just happens out there. And he actually shot 2 strokes better than DeChambeau on that final round. He was under par.
Yeah, that's what will get lost. He shot 69 and Bryson shot 71. And he had some loose iron shots that day, but he also made 5 really good putts, 5 birdies, and, you know, he may have spanked 15, 20, 25 footers through there. So, but, you know, he was out of there in 52 minutes, and now he's taking some time off, probably about 3 weeks, just to, regather himself mentally.
If you're in the NBA, Grant, are you scared? Are you nervous that Boston's going to go on a run here? We know they made a finals 2 years ago, got beat by the great Golden State Warriors. 101 games this year, Grant. 50 of them they had a 20-point lead in. That's just unbelievable. You think there's a, you know, Dallas have a better chance to make it back, or Boston have a better chance to repeat?
I don't know. That's a good question. It kind of depends on roster, and, you know, it's hard to dynasties these days to keep players on the same team for numbers of years. Mm-hmm. So I would say they have a decent chance to come back into it. By the way, Matt, congratulations on the University of Arkansas Hall. I know you don't like to talk about yourself and your accomplishments, but much deserved. And I saw this one stat that I'm not even, do you know this? You were 2nd in yards per play in SEC history to Danny Werfel, who I think won the Heisman Trophy for Florida. So that's pretty good company. That's you're underrated, man. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I had a lot of great teammates, and it was a lot of fun up there. Thanks, Grant.
I want to say one more thing to you guys. If I don't know how much time we have left, but there's a new executive director of the Arkansas State Golf Association. He's 28 years old. Carson Roberts of Conway played at Washburn University, like Gary Woodland did for a while. And they had the father and son state tournament the last 2 days at Fayetteville Country Club and Paradise Valley. And yesterday he was going, Carson Roberts came around, and I don't know how many groups he did this with, but he introduced himself to the 6 players in our group. And we played sixsums because there were a lot of teams. But he succeeds Jay Fox, who did a great job all those years, and Monk Wade before him. And I understand that they're going to place a bigger emphasis on junior golf, which I think is great. And I think it's forward thinking by the ASGA to put a 28-year-old guy in there. And he seems, you know, just from meeting him yesterday, very personable.
Well, that's great. I know Jay somewhat. We live in the same area, and I've bumped into him in Little Rock quite a few times. So I know he did an amazing job. 33 years. Wow.
Yeah, and about the last five, I'm not sure he really wanted to go the last few, but there was no one that could sort of replace him. But now they found this guy, and good luck to him.
Grant, always appreciate you hopping on with us on these Wednesdays. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. See you.
Thank you, Grant.
It's Grant Hall with us each Wednesday on Halftime. All right, so you probably just got this alert, this emergency alert, at least a few minutes ago and probably an hour and a half ago. I think it's come up on our phones three times this morning. Here's what's going on. A man named Stacy Lee Drake, who is wanted in connection with three homicides in Oklahoma stemming from separate carjackings. It was last seen on foot in Morrilton outside a motel. He is believed to be armed and dangerous. He's 5'11", 185. Last known address is Birmingham, Alabama. He's a white male with brown hair and eyes, 5'11", 185 pounds. If you see this man, again, his name is Stacy Lee Drake, stay away. Call 911, and there will be additional information coming up later. This coming right onto our phones, and coming from, looks like it's coming from the state police. 877-377-6963 is our McLarty Daniel hotline here on Halftime. We'll be back in just a moment.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hickey and Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hull Law Partners specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Phil Elson, Matt Jones, got the C-Unit in the driver's seat, and bringing on the one and only Clay Henry, who will join us for the remainder of the show. Clay, hey man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm recuperating today after running a chainsaw yesterday. Man, I tell you, that is a great skill to have, but it is not a great skill to use.
I wonder how long it took you before you felt comfortable with that thing. Matt, have you run a chainsaw before?
You know, when that last tornado came through up in Missouri, was that
Joplin?
Yeah, Joplin. I went up there with a couple buddies and helped them, you know, move
things. It's working it, man.
And I ran a chainsaw that day. I know what you mean. But my dad always said, you got to be 100% when you get one of those things, because a mistake with one of those things is not good. Hey, you got to always be careful.
So I wear the right clothing. I wear my hiking boots, you know, some really great footing. You know, I've taken coaching from somebody that knows how, you know, I know about chain maintenance. And when I finished yesterday at the very end, I cut a big limb off of I'm clearing a path from our house to the house below us, because we walk back and forth. Instead of driving like 1,000 yards, we can walk 40 yards, you know, and the tip of it, as I was shutting it off, hit a branch and the chain came off. Man, that is a scary thing.
That would be the kind of story that would probably preclude me from even trying to turn the thing on.
Yeah, well, they're not easy to start either. The good ones, you know, you got to start with the choke, and then you run to the, you know, then you have to prime it, you know, 3 pulls until it burps. I mean, anybody that runs a chainsaw, they're laughing at me, because I mean, that's just routine stuff.
They're also laughing at me, Clay, because I said turn the thing on. It sounds more it's more like starting it up. I'll show you how many times I've used a chainsaw before.
No, yeah, and then, you know, the gas has to have a mixture. You know, you're mixing the oil in. And then you've got the chain oil that you have that.
The two-cycle?
Yeah, well, it's
the four-cycle.
The chain, you know, the chain oil is just for the chain. There's another, you know, well that you fill up with that oil. Anyway, it's, you know, this is a nice steel, and it does its job. But I'm really careful, and I think about what I'm going to do, and then I work in short sessions so that I'm not overworked, you know. And I mean, I'm old, and so I just try not to do too much and pick the good parts of the day, when I'm say either early in the morning or late in the evening when it's not so hot. But I came in and you could wring water out of my clothes. You should work in tandem. You should have a partner, you know, that, because if something happens, you know, you won't have somebody there to help you. And I didn't do that last night. That's a mistake. But as they say, I got by.
You did get by, and you've made it with us here today.
And yes, and I'm looking forward to this. There's no chainsaw running.
Good. Sometimes there are people cutting grass outside the main studios, but it sounds like they've taken care of that already earlier in the week. We can get phone calls. We can look at some texts here in this opening segment, hour number two, 877-377-6963. Clay, the overarching theme, of course, today is Willie Mays passing
yes,
away
sir.
At the age of 93. And wonder, any memories of Willie Mays that stand out to you? We had Grant Hall earlier said he ran into him at a Arkansas Navy football game at War Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, I don't have any of those kind of brushes, and I didn't go to Major League Baseball games growing up. I guess I was playing. My dad went. He went to Cardinal games because of the affiliation with the Travelers at the time. Mm-hmm. And there was chances that I could go, but it was like, okay, you're going to have to miss a game, or you're going to miss a golf tournament. You're going to miss something that I was playing in. But I tell you, I can go back to like when I was 13, 14, 15 mainly, and I played Strat-O-Matic baseball, Phil, and you remember Strat-O-Matic, I think.
I do. I didn't play it much, but I know it.
And you had cards on the players of the team, and then you rolled dice in their stats, figured into, you know, kind of, I don't know.
What the percentages are, what your odds are to the number of the die, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that determined, and of course, Willie Mays was, he was the best player that you could have. And
he'd be a 99, right?
Well, you'd have the 54 Giants, or you'd have the 71 Athletics, or
you're right. Yeah. Yeah. And, but you took the Giants, and, because you had both Willie McCovey and Willie Mays. I don't remember all the other players. Maybe, did Pearsall play for them?
No, I don't think he did.
Okay, but I can remember a couple of the pitchers. But if you had Willie Mays and you rolled anything higher than a four, then it was good. Just about, it was going to be a home run. And you kicked butt. And so I really learned to watch for him on those Saturday game of the weeks when the Giants were on. And, you know, there's only one game, and it was a Saturday afternoon. That's all we had, Phil. I mean, there was no night baseball, games on TV. There was no such thing as ESPN. I'm talking about, you know, in the 60s. Then the other main memory that I have is that we broke the color barrier at Lamar Porter Field when I was 13. My brother Butch was our coach, and Charles Ripley and Buddy Coleman were other coaches, and we got Muskie Harris out to play baseball. And Muskie, I can't remember the other kid that came out, a black kid, and we took them both. And there was a discussion. So it's a brand new team. It's expansion. So you are able to buy uniforms, brand new uniforms, and get any numbers. And usually they would just be 1 to 20. That's what you had. And so my brother was, we had a little meeting. We're out in the outfield, beyond the field, under a tree, and we're talking about numbers. And Muskie said he wanted 24, and this other kid wanted 42. Well, obviously, that's Jackie Robinson and Willie Mays. Mm-hmm. And it hit me at age 13 that these guys were important. And then, so then I went home and talked to my dad, and he says, yeah, they broke the color barrier. First, Jackie Robinson, and then, you know, Willie Mays came over as a teenager from the Negro Leagues. But I didn't understand that, you know, say in 1965. I didn't know what color barrier was. We didn't even realize that having Muskie on our team at Lamar Porter was significant, because he's just Muskie. You know, I went to junior high with him. He was our best athlete in town. He ran the 100 and the 200 as a tailback and defensive back. You know, he played for the Razorbacks. So, but that was, you know, Muskie talking about Willie Mays kind of set in motion my knowledge of what Willie Mays was. And then, you know, then I watched him. And just to, you know, you talk about five-tool players. That, I mean, that's the ultimate five-tool guy, right?
The epitome of it. There, no doubt.
It was just everything. I mean, a guy with speed that also had power and played the field. And, you know, we did a little discussion on the morning show about who you'd want in the outfield. And I kind of threw a little bit of a curve, because I started in right field with Roberto Clemente. And I know you, that would be one of your heroes, Phil, growing up in Pittsburgh.
Well, that's another person that I know a lot about the story of his life,
yes,
and his career, and wasn't alive to watch him play, and can only go by highlights, and then seeing grown men turn into little children when they talk about him.
Yes.
There's a lot of baseball coaches that I had growing up in Pittsburgh who were exactly like that.
There's clips that show up every once in a while on ESPN or the MLB network about Clemente, you know, fielding something in the corner and then throwing a laser in the corner to third base, you know, as he's turning, or to home plate, that nobody else did or could do. Again, you know, five-tool guy. But Mays was, and then, you know, the basket catch. I mean, it's going to be shown until the end of time. And we've seen it over and over, you know, in the last 24 hours. And, you know, y'all, I was listening to you guys, and there is no doubt that in the last week we've lost two icons, Jerry West and Willie Mays. It's just hard to just put together for a young person what they were and what they meant in all aspects of the game. And Willie represented the game in such a grand way. You know, his interviews, I mean, it was just always a smile. And he was attacked, you know, in his early career because of race and was mistreated. And, man, he just sailed right through it. I mean, left a mark, but you couldn't see it. You didn't hear it in any of his tones. So the respect I have for him as a person and player is just huge.
Well, you got some callers lined up, and they want to get in on this topic. 877-377-6963 is our McLarty Daniel hotline. The first caller, you may sound a little bit like me. This is Howard Elson, who's calling in from Pittsburgh. He does share the same last name as me, and he saw Willie Mays play in person quite a few times in the Polo Grounds. Dad is on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Hey, Dad, what's going on?
Hi, Phil. Hi, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for asking me to come on, Phil. I did see Willie Mays play many times, actually. My father took me to the Polo Grounds when I was about 6 years old, maybe younger. And the Polo Grounds was a terrible place to watch a game because there were pillars about every fifth seat. And at my age, in 54, I was 6 years old. He put me behind the pillar, give me a bag of popcorn, and watch his favorite players, which were Monty Irvin and Willie Mays. When I got to be older and the Mets were playing in, they actually started in the Polo Grounds and then they went to Shea Stadium. And I saw Willie Mays play many, many times against the Mets. And Clay is right. He was probably certainly in the discussion of the best ball player ever, a five-tool player. He was the classic five-tool player.
We think of people that had huge impacts upon athletes in the early portion of their career. Matt had asked about Jim Leland with Barry Bonds, and I think he had a huge impact upon him. I brought up Leo DeRocher with Willie Mays, but Dad, you brought up somebody that had to have maybe even more of an impact upon Willie, which was Monty Irvin. Willie was the second African-American to play for the New York Giants. Irvin was the first, and he'd already had a lengthy career in the Negro Leagues as one of the best players of his generation, and I don't think he played in the big leagues until he was 31 or 32. Willie's 20. He was 12 years younger than him when he showed up. He had to have had a huge impact upon him.
Oh, he did. Absolutely. And when I had, Phil, you may remember, when I had my radio show, during Negro History Month, I had a chance to bring Monty Irvin onto my show and interview him. And he had a tremendous impact on many, many of the players because, you're right, he didn't make it to the major leagues until he was past his prime and still was a significant player for quite a number of years. You mentioned Willie Mays and Leo DeRocher. Leo DeRocher was Willie Mays' first manager. And when Willie Mays first came up, he was not doing well and went to his manager. He called him Mr. Leo. And with tears in his eyes, he asked Mr. Leo to send him back down to the minors because he didn't think that he was good enough or deserved to play. And Leo DeRocher convinced him that it would be okay. And he belonged in the major leagues. And Willie Mays' first hit after going at least 0 for 12 was a home run against Warren Spahn. And the rest is history.
Very good. As you obviously hosted a radio show previously, you know what being up against the break means, which is what we are right now. So, Dad, I appreciate you calling in and sharing memories of that. And he's got a great lithograph, which is signed by the pitcher who gave up the drive that Vic Wirtz made, that Mays made the famous catch on. Got this great lithograph signed by the pitcher. Everybody knows Wirtz. Everybody knows Willie Mays. What's the name of the pitcher? Was it Dick Little? Is that his name?
Don Little.
Little Don Little. Very good.
And Don, I sent a letter to Don Little after there was an article in Sports Illustrated about him, and asked him if he would send me a picture, which he did, and I put next to the lithograph of Willie Mays making the catch. And not only did Don Little sign it with his autograph, but he also wrote across his chest, "I made Willie more famous."
You're certainly part of it, that's for sure. Dad, thanks for calling. Love you so much, and talk to you pretty soon.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
That's my dad.
Papa Elson.
That's a pretty good Father's Day tree.
That was fun. Cool. Yeah, that was fun. And he brought up, you know, an impact that DeRocher had on Mays. I'd found a soundbite of Willie Mays talking about the start of his major league career and how much of a struggle it was, and something Leo DeRocher told him, which helped him settle in. Christian, you got the soundbite. Go ahead and play it, and then we'll hit the break.
But I went 0-for-12. I got one hit off of one spun. And I think I got that hit went through Leo DeRocher. And I went, I was playing in Philadelphia, won all three games, and I was crying my fourth game. Very, very upset. And Leo came to me and he says, son, as long as I'm, you know, manager here, you my center fielder, and don't worry about hitting. You just go out and field. We got enough hitters for you. And I think that carried me over. And I saw always like Leo.
That's good. You can hear the impact right there in his voice. 877-377-6963 for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Halftime is back after this quick break.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here.
Well, for those who don't have a chance to put this on your television at the moment, Florida's up 14-4 over Kentucky in the top of the sixth inning. The Kentucky going into the College World Series was not the Cinderella, but I think if you're looking at the start of the season, they're playing against the team that was number two in the nation preseason. Kentucky was picked, what, sixth place in the preseason poll by SEC coaches out of the East Division? So they've kind of flipped roles just by their results in the regular season. But it does look like Kentucky's, what has been a magical year for them, is coming to an end. I wonder if that means that Nick Lopez might actually shave off that stupid blue mustache. I can't stand some of the attitude from Kentucky. And I'm all about, hey, have fun while you're playing baseball. But that to me is the epitome of, hey, look at me. I'm doing something loose and fun, and it's not very loose and fun when you're getting crushed by 10 runs.
I think it when it gets to what they're doing now, it disrespects the game. And there'll be an argument over that, and they say, well, it's a game for kids or whatever. Well, not at this level.
And then there's a difference between acting like a kid and acting like a fool.
A fool, yeah. And they're doing stuff like that. Well, so go back to, was it late April when Florida was in here?
Yeah, that's right, late April.
And I can remember those games now. They busted loose in the last game, right? But it was Kevin O'Sullivan was saying at that time, we are finding ways to lose. You know, they played wonderful baseball and then do bonehead stuff like getting deked. You know, when they were about to bust open that game, Peyton Holt deking them with the double play. That changed the complexion of that series.
That won the series for Arkansas. Yeah. That play won them the series.
And they did other things. And they have this wonderful lineup, and they all physically dominant looking players. I mean, you know, you'd say, okay, which dugout, which players do you want? Do you want Florida's position players, or you want Arkansas's? Now, there was a different tone to their pitching, but those guys could all throw. They just weren't pitching great. And they kept saying they're learning on the fly. You know, they brought a couple of guys back that were injured and started. But this smacks of what Mississippi State and Ole Miss did.
That absolutely does. Yeah. I don't think Florida was the last team in like we believe Ole Miss was in 2022, because they weren't even amongst the final four or the last four to get in. So I was just surprised by that. I thought they would have been the 63rd or 64th team, but I guess they were in the 50s. And they got the kind of pitching performance you need if you're going to come through the loser's bracket from somebody that had barely pitched this year. We had seen this guy against Arkansas, big lefty named Pierce Coppola, and he went out and gave him five innings today. It's a guy that might have pitched in seven games this year and then goes out in an elimination game. And it's not that he was ace. He gave up four runs, but it was that he went through five innings and held the lead that his team gave him with a seven-run first. That's the kind of performance you need in Omaha if you're going to advance through the loser's bracket. Usually it comes from guys that some of your fans don't even know who they are.
Yeah, it's they could win it. I still like Tennessee. And, boy, I tell you, the dynamics of A&M have dramatically changed on the heels of those two hecklers that were getting after the Florida dugout over the bad boy thing. And I'm sure y'all have already covered all that. But that was ugly. And, you know, A&M, they're going to have to live with that what those two fans did for a long time. It's not going to go away. It's going to be remembered in the SEC, certainly by Florida. And the people in Omaha are not cheering for Texas A&M now.
Woods is keeping receipts on things I say about the Florida Gators. I still don't think they deserve to be in the tournament. The ability to win in the tournament and whether or not you belong there are different things. Your regular season, again, this is an old argument. They are where they are, and so they're in the tournament. They're in the College World Series. They very well may end up in the championship series, but I find it a joke. I think it's a joke if a team would win a national championship when they finish the regular season one game over 500. Yeah, I think that's an absolute joke.
They stumbled through midweek games for, what was it, 18 weeks. I mean, they could not play midweek, and that's part of the season. That's part of, and they're saying, well, we played series against Miami and in Florida State. I don't care.
Their talent belongs on the same field as any of the other teams that are there. Whether or not that talent came through in the regular season enough to deserve to be one of those 64 teams, I think it's a different conversation. But this is how you go. If you finish, to me, there's a precedent now. There's a precedence. If you're a team in Florida and you're in the SEC and you finish a game over 500, you're in. That's all there is to it. The only thing the Florida Gators ever have to do is finish one game over 500, maybe win 12 SEC games, and they're in. They have precedence for this now. Outside of that, I'm enjoying watching them take down Kentucky, but big time. Very much so. I appreciate the way Florida plays. They're probably as close to, not the style that Arkansas plays, but just the, I think the word would be professionalism that they show mostly. That's a reason why I can sort of get with Florida here. But again, whether you belong or whether you deserve to be there are different things.
Sorry, Phil, but one of the things fans may not know, but Dave Van Horn, you know, everybody talks about Dave and Tony Vitello and, who does he like? If there's a guy that Dave talks to a lot in the SEC, it's Kevin O'Sullivan. They like each other, and they've been good friends for a long time. Now, if you know differently, you say, Phil, but I think that's true.
No, I think it is true. Dave has told me he's told me firsthand that he likes the way that Sully
the way
runs that program.
Yeah, and there's not chirping, but they play hard, and they play with an edge, but they don't talk smack.
But still, the cream of the crop right now is Tennessee. And they get on the field in about an hour and 15 minutes against Florida State. I'm not sure if Florida State's got the kind of pitching to beat Tennessee once, much more twice. And then Florida's going to have to try to win two games today in order to survive. You could end up, I think you very well may end up, with no College World Series games tomorrow, because tomorrow is reserved for the second day of the semifinals if you have to play them. Otherwise, there's a day off on Friday no matter what, and the finals begin on Saturday.
Yeah. Christian Moore is having him a series, isn't he? I mean, that guy has made him some money.
Maybe more than anybody else in the tournament he has. He's getting talk of being a top 10 pick right now, certainly a first-round pick. Triple Crown winner in SEC play, but not a first-team All-American, which I can understand because I think Bazana, the second baseman for Oregon State, you don't get awards just based on what you do in your conference. It's based upon the entire season, and I mean Oregon State plays a really tough schedule too. 877-377-6963 for calls and texts on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. We have given away two pairs of tickets to Styx Foreigner at the Amp tonight. The correct answer to the question was Billy Joel. Same sound. And same name of the song, different lyrics, though, Angry Young Man.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.